Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for the Reaching the World for Christ broadcast in memory of the late evangelist Lloyd Yearwood. We'll be joined by all of our regular guest ministers. Stay tuned for the next 2 hours and listen in with a multitude of listeners from around the world. And now, coming to you live from Calico Plains, Tennessee, USA, here's your host, Betty Yearwood and son Timothy Scott Dockery.
Praise the Lord, everyone. It's good to be back on Blog Talk Radio, Reaching the World for Christ, in memory of evangelist Lloyd Yearwood. And we're glad that you've tuned in tonight. Just join us tonight for a night of lifting up the Lord Jesus Christ through worship and praising and preaching the Word of God. And we welcome all of the new listeners that are listening to us. We thank God for you and just pray that it'll be a blessing to you. And you can help by liking and sharing the broadcast out so others can hear the gospel. We also thank the regular listeners on the broadcast and all those that pray for this broadcast. We couldn't do it without you. We need your prayers. And we just want to tell everybody that the subject tonight is coming out of Psalms 150, verse 1, and it says, "Praise ye the Lord, praise God in his sanctuary, praise him in the firmament of his power." And that's what the subject is on tonight, is praising the Lord. We should be free to praise the Lord if we're a Christian. If we're not, we need to get back in the altar and ask him to help us to live for him, and if we live for him, that we'll have a praise on our heart for him. I'm going to read a few of these scriptures I have here. Psalms 150, verse 6 says, "Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord." I mean, when it says everything, it means everybody. Everybody should have a praise on their lips for the Lord. He's done so much for us. He's woke us up every day. A lot of people don't wake up, but we need to give him the praise, glory due to his name. He loved us so much that he died on the cross and to save us from our sins. We got that to praise him for. He touches us and heals our body and meets our needs. And I mean, we just got everything to praise God for. And I just thank God and praise him for everything that he does for me on a daily basis. I know I couldn't make it without him. Psalms 48:1 says, "Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness." And Psalms 99, verse 3 says, "Let them praise thy great and terrible name, for it is holy." Psalms 106, verse 1 says, "Praise ye the Lord, O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, and his mercy endureth forever." Psalms 104:30 says, "I will greatly praise the Lord with my mouth, yea, I will praise him among the multitude." Don't matter where we're at, Walmart, on the street, anywhere, we can still praise the name of the Lord. And I just thank God for that, that we can be free enough to just praise him wherever we're at. Let me see, Psalms 111, verse 1 says, "Praise ye the Lord, I will praise the Lord with my whole heart." And that's the key right there, praising the Lord with your whole heart. The Lord wants your whole heart, not half of it. It says, let me start over there. Praise ye the Lord. I will praise the Lord with my whole heart in the assembly of the upright and in the congregation. We shouldn't be afraid to lift our hands and praise the Lord in the sanctuary. That's what we go to church for, is to praise and worship and lift up the name of Jesus. Psalms 113 verse 3 says, from the rising of the sun unto the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised. Amen. Hallelujah. Psalms 117:1 says, O praise the Lord, all ye nations. Praise him, all ye people. And I like this one right here. Psalms 142 verse 7 says, bring my soul out of prison that I may praise thy name. The righteous shall compass me about, for thou shalt deal bountifully with me. And then Psalms 146 verse 1 and 2 says, praise ye the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. While I live, will I praise the Lord and will sing praises unto God while I have my being. We have so much to praise the Lord and worshiping for, and I just give God the praise for everything that he does. I'm trying to get somebody on here, and my button's not seeming to want to work here, so just bear with me. We just thank God for everybody that's come on here, and we just want you to feel free and welcome to worship and praise the Lord with us tonight.
Amen.
See that we got a call in here. We'll get him on, and then we'll have Tim come around and sing a few songs, and then we'll let this brother obey the Lord. 205, come on in and tell who you are and where you're at.
It's Brother James Miles from Detroit, Alabama.
Praise the Lord, brother. We got a lot to praise the Lord for.
Yes, we do.
We're going to have Tim to come around and sing us a few songs, and then we'll let you obey the Lord.
All right, sis.
We're just going to ask everybody to pray for a few of these people that we have on the prayer list here while Tim's getting his stuff ready. We got a little boy named Landon, 4 years old, that has brain tumors. I think he might have tumors in his stomach, and he's a little bit earlier. Tim was showing me that he was up at the hospital getting his chemo treatment, and his grandpa said that his blood count was very low, so they needed prayer for little Landon, and also pray for them. They have to drive a long distance to take him to these chemo treatments, and I think they have to go up the Ocoee River, so it's not too good in the wintertime traveling up Ocoee River, because I've done it before. So just keep the kids and family in your prayers tonight, and ask God to bless them and help them there. And we want everybody to remember Dora and Jay Mason, I believe is their name. Dora is down in Florida getting treatment. She's got cancer in the pancreas. And we're believing God for a miracle. Nothing's too hard for God. I know he healed my dad years ago of stomach cancer, and I know that he can heal anybody else. He's no respect to persons. So just remember Jay, he was going down this week to be with her. And to just pray for that family. There's a lot of families that are sick with different things, the flu, COVID, and UTIs and colds and all this. So just be praying for all of them. And I think that's about all I have for now. But we'll get Tim over here and get him to singing for us now. We just praise God and thank God for all that he's doing. We've been seeing him do a lot of mighty and great things.
Amen.
Been seeing people getting saved and coming in, and we thank God for that. We've had a few added to the church.
Lord, thank you, Lord. Thank you for the
thank you, Jesus. Mm-hmm. Just also pray for our pastor. He's been doing a lot of services lately, and he's had to take a break tonight and rest because we've got a lot of services coming up. So just remember him tonight and pray that God will give him the strength that he needs.
Amen.
And pray for Billy. I called him earlier and couldn't get him, so I don't know what's going on with him, but remember him and his wife Bonnie, and pray for Bonnie's eyes, and just pray for that whole family there.
Yes, Lord.
Okay, Tim's going to come around and sing for us. We'll get to hear from him. Praise the Lord.
I can go on and on about what God has done. He's been so good, so very good to me. There's not enough words and not enough love to express what's in this heart of mine. In all of my lifetime, I'll never get it told how God's love redeemed me so many years ago. I can tell on the journey how his faithful lessons grow. I can go on and on. I can go on and on about what my God has done. He's been so good. So very good to me. There's not enough words and not enough time to express what's in this heart of mine. I can go on and on and on. When I pass on to the end of the night, I'll see my past maker who gave me new life. Praise his name, I will bow and throne. I can go on and on. I can go on and on. But what my God has done, he's been so good. There's not enough words, not enough time to express what's in this heart of mine. I can go on and on and on and on and on.
Yes,
hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah. I don't want no wrong. You cry out in my face. I just want to thank my Lord for his saving grace. I don't want no wrong. You cry out in my face. I just want to let him come and praise his holy name. That's how for all of Jesus, my will is out of order. Stand with me, Jesus, lay me in and rejoice. And when the Pharisees among them, they rebuked them for their child. They need to know their peace, they are the wrong. cry out. I don't want no wrong to cry out in my pain. I just want to make my world for his sake. I don't want no wrong to cry out in my pain. I just want to let him out and praise his holy name. Now we read it in the Bible, down in the last day, I've got to pour out his spirit to eat every day. And when the holy anointing begins to fill our souls, we can thank the heavenly Father that he has made us whole. I don't want no wrong to cry out in our way. I just want to thank my Lord for his saving grace. I don't want no wrong to cry out in our way. I just want to lift him up and praise his holy name. I just want to lift him up and praise his holy name.
Yes,
Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say rejoice. Day come, night come, any time to rise, time to make joyful my heart. And again I say rejoice. It's time to lift your voice. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. That I ever may be at hand, you can see the line. And all things work together when you walk by faith, and all about time. God's gonna come in the morning, and we have hope, but until then, let God run our faithful life, know how to story ends. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say rejoice. Day I'm not coming, time to rise, time to make joyful noise. And again I'm not coming back, time to make joyful. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say rejoice. The enemy will try to bring you down if you were worth the point. He can't pull you out when you lift your head. His mouth is yours. No weapon formed against you will prosper anyhow. It's all the praise, it's all the praise. That promise for him right now. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say rejoice. Say it out loud, how many times to rise to the next joyful Lord. And again I say, time to lift your voice. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say rejoice. Return, oh Lord. Thank God, Lord. Return. It's time to lift your voice. We're gonna get out of time. Time to lift your voice. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say rejoice.
We need to rejoice and lift up our voice and praise the Lord.
Amen.
Brother Miles, go ahead and obey the Lord.
All right. Yes. I just want to start out and say, you know, I am glad. Seems like we've been hindered here lately. Either I was sick, Brother Don's sick, or both of us was sick, or you was sick, or the weather was so cold, everybody was scared to get out on the road. You know, it's just been the bad season where the devil's trying to hinder. But the one thing he can't stop, glory to God, is the people of God praising the Lord. Because that ought to be the first thing on our mind when we wake up, last thing on our heart when we lay down at night is praising God for everything that happened in between. Because glory to God, we wouldn't have anything if it wasn't for the Lord. We wouldn't have today. You wouldn't have breath to breathe. The world wouldn't be here if he hadn't spoken it into existence. And people can't find that reason to praise God. Now, when they, glory to God, I thought about this. You know, me and Don Bowles have been preaching a lot about people praising God. It's not like it used to be. You carry kids to church now, and they look at somebody funny and shouting and praising God because everybody don't do it anymore. But the ones that know him, that love him, that's called according to his purpose, I'm telling you what, they're still praising God. They're still lifting up the holy name of Jesus because he is worthy.
Amen.
He's worthy to be praised in the bad times, the good times, and the in-between times. It's still time to praise God. Glory to Jesus. Because now I tell you something, he's been awful good to me. I've been blessed, seen my coming and going. I get sick like everybody else. I have troubles like everybody else. But I come through them because I've got help. I've got Jesus. And you know what's all the help we really need? If we've got him, the devil can't really do nothing to us but try us and tempt us and all that. And we need to lift up tonight the name of Jesus. The horn of salvation is Jesus Christ our Lord. The only way that you can be rid of your sins forever is to invite him into your life, receive his spirit into you, and live and walk to the spirit, not the flesh. Glory to God. There's too many. They come. I even heard, I ain't going to say who it was, but he said, he talked to people and said, well, sometimes I don't feel like praising the Lord. Well, sometimes he may not feel like blessing you then. What if it happened that way? If the only time we got blessed was when we praised God. The only time things worked out real good for us is when we was praising God. Because she read that verse. Let everything that has breath praise you the Lord. Glory to God. He's worthy, folks. He's been good to all of us. If you're listening to this, or if you happen to see it or hear it, or somebody talking about it, then you got a reason to praise God because you're still here. You still got a chance at eternal life through the salvation that Jesus' blood bought for each and every one of us. Glory to God. Remember, we was bought with a price. It cost him something.
Yes.
It cost him wearing that crown of thorns. It cost him going to that old rugged cross. It cost him getting the meat beat off his back before he went. They beat him in the face, said he was marred, that he wouldn't come to that. We won't look at it. His face was tore up, everything. But he still went to that cross and bled for us.
Amen.
That's enough to praise him for.
Yes.
We shouldn't need
Lord.
A special reason or a special blessing or a special time of the year to praise God because every day he's given us, every day we've been increased with life for that day. Every day
Amen.
We can glorify God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And we don't need to lay down and just sit there. And glory to God. I want to read this first verse. And then I may preach right there on it for a while because it's time to get into the Word of God and get the Word of God in us. But you know, it won't help you a bit if you quote this Bible from the front to the back, the back to the front, if you don't do what it said. And that's the secret to salvation is we have to do, just like he said, if you love me, keep my commandments. Well, the Word of God is one commandment and it's one telling of all the blessings that Jesus Christ wants to give to you and your family. But praise God, you got to be worthy of them blessings. You got to do what he said. And here's what it says, the very first verse of Psalm 150. It said, praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. I'm going to stop there. What does that mean? The church house where you go in, and everybody sits where the service goes on, is called the sanctuary. And when we're in God's sanctuary, and the preacher got to get up and preach on it to remind you to praise God, I've thought about that and prayed about it all day. I can't think of but one reason that you'd go to church and not lift your hand, not lift your voice, not put your heart into praising God, and that's because you don't know him. And you may get mad at me. Oh, yes, I'll have you know I know it. Well, the devil knows him too, and he says he trembles. He fears God, and we don't fear him enough to praise him. I'm telling you, you don't know him as your Lord and Savior, because if you did, the marvelous change he makes in you, glory, and in your life, and in your heart, and in your mind, how you see things and see people, glory to God, you'll want to praise him and give him love as he's loved us first.
Amen.
We didn't love him first. He loved us first, glory to God, and give his life that we might have life more abundantly, that we could have life that don't end when this body plays out, but we got another body. One that'll last forever if we enter into his kingdom and live with him forever. But it starts, what do you do when you go into the sanctuary of God? Think about that just a minute. How do you show the world when you go to church how to praise God, how to thank God, how to give him glory? Because if you can't praise him at church, I preached this here a while back. And I just said, if you can't praise him in the church house, don't tell me you're praising him at work and at Walmart and at the streets and at the gas station and at the restaurant, because you're lying. If you can't do it in the church where you know nobody is going to come against you for it, don't tell me you're doing it out here in the world, because you're not. Well, if you're not doing what it said, how come you still expect God to move on your prayers and send you blessings and send everything you need, supply to your needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus, if you won't even praise him for it? And I know that that's hard preaching, but people, let me tell you something. To know Jesus, truly know him as your Savior, is to love him and to lift him up. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because he is going to lift us up at that last day. Glory to God. If we're still down here walking around, we're going to be changed and lifted up and meet him in the clouds of glory. Hallelujah. And we're going to be with him forever and ever. We'll be with the Lord, and he will be our God, and we'll be his people. Now, glory to God. If you can't praise him for that now, don't expect to receive it later. And that's really what it's all about. If we can't praise God right now, in our daily lives, in our church lives, when we go in his sanctuary, glory to God, how come you still expect heaven to be yours? How come you still expect him to, every time you get down, you're really in dire straits, somebody's sick and dying, needs healing, needs a miracle. You might need that miracle. How do you expect him to just reach out and touch you real fast? Why? Because you wasn't praising him. He's going to say, you wasn't faithful to me. What, you know, I don't know you. Chapter 7 in Matthew, he said, many's going to come in that last day, stand before him. Lord, Lord, didn't I do this? Didn't I do that? Didn't I do many wonderful works in your name? He said, depart from me, you workers of iniquity. I never knew you, because I never heard a word of praise out of you. You went to church, but you sat quiet. You never lifted your hand. You never glorified my name. You never said, praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God for being the God of my life, for being the place of my salvation, the place of my refuge, my rock, my shield, my comforter. No, God, I need to thank you for it. I praise you now for what you've been to me. Glory. Harold, my hands are standing up, people, because God is that real, that good, every day, all day, all the time. He never changes. He'll be the same forever. And it's us that are wavering in and out like a wave of the sea. We may go to church one time, and we're just in the best mood in the world, and every little song gets to it, we lift our hands, oh, glory to God. And next time you come, hey, you got a little touch of a headache. Or there was a good movie on at home, boy, you wish you could have watched it. You've got your mind on that, and your heart's not on God. Sister Betty read that verse, had it on my heart. It said, when you praise God with all your heart, that's when God hears your praise. When you're doing it just to be heard, that's just to be heard, folks. It's got to come from the depth of your heart to praise God and give him glory and thank him for who he is in your life. And if he's not that, no, the praise won't come. Because you've got to know him as Savior. Glory to God. You got to know that he is Lord. Hallelujah. Because every knee is going to bow. Every tongue is going to confess one day that he is Lord. Well, I'm going to do it now. Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life. And I thank him every minute of every day for what he's done for me. I've never went hungry. I've never had to sleep out in the cold with no place to stay. I've had clothes on me all my life. Ain't never had to wear rags. Glory to God. He's been good to me. I ain't never been rich and ain't never wanted to be rich, but I've had enough. What about you, friend? If you're still going, you're making it day to day. Hallelujah. What are you griping about? Why don't you feel like praising God when you go to his house of refuge? Glory to God. It goes on and says this. It said, praise him in the firmament of his power. How do you think you're breathing? He's supplying the air. How do you think you got here? He spoke everything in existence but us. And he reached down and formed us out of the dust of the earth. Glory to God. Because why? Because he knows some of us would fall. And his word can't fail ever. So glory to God. If you're not living by this word, you don't know God. Because it said in the beginning was what? The Word. The Word was what? With God. And the Word was God.
Was.
So this Word of God, you're taking God and putting him in your heart. When you study and get in the Word of God and get the Word of God in you, and your life goes to reflecting that Word of God. It reflects the love of Jesus. Glory to God. And if we can't do that, we are falling by the wayside like the seed parable of the seed. That was sowed on the stony ground. Ain't nothing there for us to grow in. But we're not planting anything back. It says this. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery harp. Praise him with the timbrel. And listen to this. And dance. I'm going to stop right there because we got to.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise him with the dance. What do you mean? Are we supposed to have dances at church? No. If you are, you're dancing with the wrong partner. But when the Holy Ghost comes, praise God, and get to move.
Amen.
I used to go to church with a woman. When the Spirit hit her, she would scream out real loud and then break loose to shouting. Because it wasn't nobody dancing with her, but the Spirit of the living God had her up and moving.
Amen.
And people, I'm going to be one to just tell the truth. When I was a young man, I used to go to this church right up here, the old church they had. And, buddy, they praised God. They worshiped. They got in. And the Spirit of God would just overwhelm them. They would shout, run the aisles, speak in tongues, interpret tongues. Everything in that church was moving, just like the book said, glory to God. And it scared me to death. I come home and say, them people's crazy, Mama. They jumping over pews and jumping over the altar. I don't know what to think about them. Praise God, I know now. They wasn't doing it in their sleep. They had a God that was big enough to dance with them. They had a God that was big enough to show them how much he loved them. And they showed him how much they loved him. They put their whole heart into serving him. And if the Holy Ghost said run, they just broke running. They figured he'd tell them when to stop. If they said shout, they went to shout. And they glorified God with all they had because that is showing God that you love him. You're willing to obey him. You're willing to move. If the world makes fun of you, call me a holy roller. I don't care what you hold me. Call me. But I want to know my name is written down in the Lamb's Book of Life because he's going to call my name one day. Hallelujah, God. When his book's read, hallelujah, I want my name to know that it's there. Hallelujah. I want to know that I've praised him everywhere I went and told people how excellent and wonderful he is toward me. And I guarantee you, he's just as good toward you because it rains on the just and the unjust alike. But we're supposed to have sense enough, being the children of God, to give him glory for him, to thank him, to praise him, to, oh my gosh, get down on your face on the floor and pray and let God fill you up with his goodness and his mercy and grace and his overflow you. Praise God. It's wonderful. I thought, I am so hoarse and so choked up. I said, Lord, you have to help me. I can't preach tonight. I'm just so choked up. Well, I'm choked up with the love of God. I'm choked up with the mercy of God. I'm choked up, praise God. I want to tell people, there's a dance that we need to do a lot of times for God. We need to get off our high horse and quit acting like we're too righteous and significant. We need to get broke down that God can use us. And let us be instruments of righteousness to show our children, our grandchildren, that God is real in our lives. That's gone out today. Yeah. Glory to God. In most places, you can go to church and the preacher gets to preaching something real hot and heavy. And if you drop the ink pen on the floor, everybody'd look around because ain't nobody making no racket. Used to. They hung out in the windows of the church. They were so hungry for the movement of God. They was there. Something hit them. They'd squall out and scream. And maybe the whole church would break into a spiritual dance because that's how hungry they was for God. Today, everybody's getting appetite for everything else. But praise God,
amen.
It'll choke the Spirit of God right out of you. When you get to hungering for stuff out here, glory to God, you're going to be emptied out and hollowed out inside. There won't be nothing to you. But he said, them that hunger and thirst after his righteousness, they shall be filled.
Amen.
Glory to God. Let it fill you up till you can't contain it. That's God. That's his blessings. That's what he gives to the church. And it's to the church to be the light. The city set on a hill that cannot be hid. Glory to God. When they cut the light on and God goes just shining out of them, praise God, they'll open their mouth and they'll glorify God. And that glory and praise will reach into heaven. Glory to God. I want them to have a book of remembrance. It tells you in Malachi, a book of remembrance is written down of them that speak often to each other about the Lord and get to praising and glorifying his name. Well, I want my name wrote in there too. The book of remembrance. And glory to God, because he's got special gifts. He said, they will make up my jewels that go in his crown, folks. I want to be one of them. Praise God. And I don't deserve it. He done it all. All I've done is come to him and ask him to forgive me and give him my heart. But you can't give him this much of your heart and hold that much back, this little bit back. Because he said, the day you seek me with your whole heart, that's the day you'll find. People, we back in all from what it used to be, and what it used to be oughtn't to be nothing to what it is today. Because we can see the day of his coming approaching. If you're not blind and you know anything about this word, you can see that not long from now, this world ain't going to be here no more because Jesus is going to burn it up. And I don't want to be able to catch fire. Glory to God. It said, praise him with stringed instruments and organs, praising upon the loud cymbal, praising upon the high sounding cymbals. Let everything, that includes us, let everything that have breath, praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Do you know what he's meaning when he says, let everything that has breath praise ye the Lord? Have you ever been outside as days, you know, the sun's just coming up, and you hear all the birds go to singing? They'll all go to singing and chirping and whistling. Guess what they're doing? They're doing exactly what we need to be doing. They're praising God.
Amen.
That they've got another day. They're praising God for the food he's done laid out for them for that day. And all they got to do is go down and plant it. Because God done put it there for them. The children of Israel, remember, got brought out of Egypt. And they got brought out. And they said, oh, we'd be better off staying in Egypt. We stayed there. At least we had food. And he sent manna from heaven. The angel's food. He sent it down from heaven. All they had to do was go gather it up and eat it. He told them how much to gather. They'd go get it and eat it. What'd they do? They was eating it. He was bringing water out of rocks, everything, giving them water, food. And they said, yeah, but we want some meat. So he sent quail down. And you know, if they'd have served God, none of them would have died in that wilderness. They could have walked 140 years, but none of them have died in that wilderness. But glory to God. They seen they wasn't worthy. They didn't want to praise God. He brought them out of Egypt with great signs and wonders. He parted the Red Sea. Glory to God. They got out there in the desert part and got thirsty And he told Moses, go out there and smite that rock, smoke that rock, and the water come out. And enough to water all them people, all their cattle, everything, and still they didn't have sense enough to look up and glorify God and give him praise. They found something else to gripe about. Who does that remind you of today? Us, the people of the world. Instead of glorifying God, we find something else. Well, you bless them over there better than me. They got this and this and this. I ain't got nothing like that, Lord, and I'm serving you. Then serve him harder, because he's going to be good enough to you to be worth it again. Praise God.
Amen.
I'm going to flip over a little bit and go over here to Psalms 95. Read this a little. You know, people think that I'm getting on to, I'm trying to tell them how to praise God. You can't tell me how to praise God. I'm going to tell you this. Everybody might not get up and shout. They might not. God may have them do something else. But everybody
Amen.
In that church house is supposed to be praising the Lord for what he's done for
them.
If he's praising your soul, it don't matter if you're living in a little bitty shack, if you're staying warm, you got food, you got a way of going, you got clothes, because the Bible says, with food and raiment, be therewith content, and many's not. That's the reason I
Amen.
Said that. Here's one. Psalm 95 says, O come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock
yes.
of our salvation. Glory to God. What did he
yes.
say? People, they come into the church house and look like you got a toothache. Everybody sit around, prop their hand up on their knee, you know, just look. No, he said, come in and make a joyful noise. Shout out and glorify yes. God. Tell everybody in there, I love the Lord. Thank you, Jesus, that I'm able to be here today. I could have been anywhere,
Amen.
But I chose to be in the house of God. I come to see what the Lord has in store for me today. I'm not just here as a tourist. I'm here as part of the church. I'm here
Thank
to
Lord.
Do my part. I'm here to praise God that some lost person
Amen.
Might come in and hear us and get done. I want to feel like that. You ever think you may be the key to somebody else's salvation? Glory.
Come on.
Ooh, glory. How about glory to God? He's running down my
glory.
Back. Glory to God. But you see, when we go to church, we're not going just because we have been partakers of his salvation and his mercy and his grace, but because we can be a light to somebody else. They can see our praise and our worship. And they may, I'm going to get down. I want to find that joy that puts that smile on their face. I know they've been going through hard times, but look at them. They're just praising God and bouncing around, giving God praise and glory. Ain't got to be something
Amen.
To that. I thought it was phony, but look at these people. Now, what would they say in your church? Come on. People tell the truth about it. What would they say if they watched you every Sunday? And when you went to church, what would they say about the praise you was giving God? What would they say at the end of the service when the preacher says, has anybody got a testimony? And everybody just sits and looks down and won't look up. Pray you'll call on them. But people, we ought to be the first one of them. I don't care who you are. You're a judge. Yeah, I do. I want to tell everybody how good God's been to me. I don't want to tell them that I was just a rank sinner, just like everybody else. All have sinned to come short of the glory of God, and I did too. But my God forgave me. My God took me in. He washed me in his blood. Glory to God. He made me a new creature in Christ Jesus. And glory to God. Nobody can't keep me from heaven. Only one that can is me, and I'm going to praise God on the way getting there. Hallelujah, God, because he's been good to me. Just a testimony like that might bring a sinner sitting across the aisle from you to get up and go to that altar. But when you sit there and you don't say a word and you don't lift a hand and you don't glorify God and you don't do anything, how do you expect anything to happen from that except you're losing what you had? You're letting go because problems and things have got bigger than God in your life. I said, if you can't praise him, you don't know him.
Come on. Praise God.
Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with songs. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hands are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker. People, we ain't done nothing for God compared to what he's done for us. If there's any
Amen.
On one side or the other, it's us owing to God. He's done everything to make a way for our salvation. He's done everything to try to win us into the kingdom of God, to live forever in a place where you can't die, you don't grow old, you're never hungry, you're never cold, you're never hot, you're never sick, you're never sorrowful. Why in the world is he not worth praising in your eyes? Why would
Amen.
You not want to be? Glory to God. Went and preached at a church not too long back. And there's people in, good biblical people there. And I got to preaching about this. God brought it to my heart. And people were sticking their hands in there, but they were sticking there and looking at one another and laughing. And then somebody said, they don't never praise the Lord. They done it because I said something about it, and they wanted to put on the show. I got news for you, and I don't mean to hurt nobody's feelings. But if you can't do that because you love God, you want to do it just because somebody comes to preach, let me tell you, it ain't going to win you nothing. Your soul's as lost as a goose. You ain't got a prayer in the world if you don't do it from the depth of your heart because your soul wants
that's
to
right.
magnify God and not magnify you. It ain't you that needs lifting up. It's
right.
God. He's the strength of our salvation. He's our Maker. He's the one, hallelujah, that's going to say yea or nay to your entering in the kingdom of God. In that putting on airs, putting on phony stuff, getting up and acting like you're all in the spirit and stuff. The devil's got a counterfeit for everything.
Yes, he does.
But you know what counterfeit means? Phony. Phony. Fake. Not real. Not worth nothing. Needs to be thrown away. Needs to be got out of your life. You need Jesus. You need a real reason to praise God. You need to know that he paid your sin. You need to know that if you'll accept him as your Savior and invite him in and change your evil ways, that he will fill you up with his righteousness. Glory to God. My righteousness is filthy rags. I see. But his is the key to eternal life. Because he said in us, there's no good thing, right? So the only good thing in me is Jesus. I got to praise him. Because without him, I'm not going to make it no higher than this ceiling right here. I will never rise up. If he come tonight, I'd be left here without Jesus. I'm going to praise him for that. I'm going to thank him that I don't have to die because he told Mary and Martha, them that believe on me shall never die. Folks, I want to live forever like everybody else. But I'm picky. I want to live in heaven. I don't want to live in that lake of fire burning with brimstone where the old devil and them laughing at you every day because you couldn't raise your hand and praise God and give him glory and thank him before the world. You was ashamed of it.
Yeah.
You come to church and you sit there and grin, poke fun at everybody that was getting in. You got a rough way to go. You may get stuff in this world. Might look to people like God's blessing you. I got news for you. You'll not take them blessings with you. The only blessings you'll get is being stepped on by other people trying to get above that fire in that pit. That's all of it. So they'll be weeping, wailing, and gnashing the teeth. Do you want to be part of that? Or do you want to be called a child of God? One that glorified God for everything he's done. Hallelujah. Because that's what we got to look forward to, is making it in. It goes on.
Amen.
It says this. He says, oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God, and we and the sheep of his hand. Today, if you hear his voice, harden not your heart as in the provocation. and as the day of temptation in the wilderness. Well, I got news for you. You're in the wilderness right now. If you have looked at the news lately and seen what this world is really like, what the people of this world are really getting like, you happen to know you're in the wilderness. If you're walking for Jesus Christ, standing for the Word of God, you'll be like me. I used to get 300-400 views every time we'd put a sermon on the internet, on Facebook. Now I'm lucky to get 30-35 because they don't like me because I tell the truth. And they ain't going to like me from this day on because I'm not going to lie to people. I'm going to say what this Word says. And it says if you can't praise it, glory to God, you're going to be left out. You're going to be left behind. You've heard them movies. They call it left behind. When they call it the rapture. I call it the catching up. When it takes place and all these people's left wondering where all them other people went. Airplanes crashing because the pilot was saved. People on the plane just gone because they was sanctified in the Spirit of God and they just left. And all the rest of them was walking around. Where'd my daddy and mama go? Where'd my kids go? What happened? Where'd they all go? Is this an attack from Russia? What is this? And they don't have sense enough. No, God called your number, looked at you, and found you lacking because you couldn't accept the salvation he paid for you. You couldn't get off that high horse. You couldn't get your nose down long enough to put your head down and bow down and ask him to come in your life from your heart. Because he said this. He said, they praise me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. People today, where's your heart at? Where's your heart at with God? When you get down and asking God for this and asking God for that, and, oh, Lord, I love you, Lord. Lord, can you help me with this, my bills? Can you help me with this, God? Can you do this, God? And he's saying, you know what? You can lift your hand up and point at heaven when you're asking me for something, but you hadn't got time to praise me and thank me for what I've already done. That's what's going on.
Amen.
And there's too many today, they hadn't got time to praise God for what he's already done because they're wanting something else. Daddy and mama, you know how they buy kids everything they want. But the kids will get mad in Walmart and pitch a duck fit if they don't get some little something that they see as they're going down the aisle. And daddy and mama say no. And they'll scream, holler, kick, stomp, get mad, slap at their parents, all this stuff. That's what you look like when you're asking God for more, when you hadn't thanked him for what you already got.
Amen. Come on.
I guarantee there ain't a person out there probably going to like this message real, real good, but there ain't one of you can come against what I've said. I've said it out of the book, and it's what it's got to be. If we can't give Jesus our everything, he's not going to take part of you. You can say,
that's right.
Like he said, that their lips they praise me, but their heart's far from me. You've got to have your heart.
Yeah.
He said, serving with all your heart, all your mind, all your soul, and another place said, and all your strength. And we can't serve
Amen.
Him when we go to the church house. How are you going to serve him at the courthouse or anywhere else? You can't do it without that being in your heart, first of all. You've got to truly have Jesus to praise Jesus. Glory to God. Another place over here, I'm going to get into it just a little more. And it's one that I guarantee most people, I don't know how old you are, but when I went to school, we had to learn this and quote it in class. That was good school. It's the 100th Psalm. And it says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord is God. Is he that made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Friends, and we've got a shepherd that guards the sheep against the wolves. And the greatest wolf there is that man or woman, boy or girl, looks back at you in the mirror. It's not Satan. Satan could only tempt you. Satan could only try you with stuff. But if you break down and do any of it to you, it's a sin. To you, you lose your soul. If you can't praise God when the Bible tells you plainly how we should be praising God with all our heart, all our strength, glory to God, giving Him our everything, because He's done give us His everything. When He went to that cross, He didn't have no more to give but Himself, and He gave it for me and you. Think about that. Sinners, ranked sinners, lost in the world, dying, lost in sin, and glory to God, He brought us out through His grace, through His mercy, by His blood. Glory to God. And we can't find this when we go to church to lift our hands and say, thank you, Lord. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. I love you, Lord. I love you. And we can say it loud, too. Because if it's expected, glory to God. You go to work. A lot of people out there go to work every day. It's expected for them to do stuff on their job. And they know that if they don't do it, they're going to get fired and they won't get no check, right? Why do you think that heaven occurs if you won't do what God instructs us to do? Come into
That's
His
it.
Come with praise and with singing. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Let Him know, hey, I found the greatest thing in the whole world, Lord. I found you. And you know what? You wasn't the one that's lost. I was. And I still found you as my Savior. All I did was beg and plead and tell you I was sorry. And you just frankly forgave me and washed me clean and made me whole. And when I got to seeking you, you came into me with your Holy Spirit. And I don't have to live to the flesh anymore. I can live to the Spirit. And He said to live to the Spirit is life eternal. Glory to God. I want to be one that lives to the Spirit of God. I don't want to bow down at the altar of Baal, this whole world out here. It ain't got nothing that'll last. You may put billions of dollars in the bank, but when you die, they ain't going to bury it with you either. But they can't take salvation out of you. They can't take the blood of Jesus off of you. They can't take the praise of God out of your mouth, because it'll be in your heart too. And glory to God. Glory. That old grave can't hold you. Hallelujah. Because it tells you in Matthew, when Jesus rose from the grave, it said all the other graves bust open and the saints got up. Why? Because the grave couldn't hold them anymore. Jesus took the keys of death and hell away from old Satan. He's got the keys now, and He unlocked it for me and for you. But it's going to how you serve God. What do you do for God? What do you really do when you're at home? Do you spend time in prayer with Jesus, talking to Him, glorifying Him, thanking Him, praising Him, and giving Him the glory for all He's done in your life, for the salvation of free and pure He's given to you? Are you trying to live in the beauty of holiness? Because He says, be ye holy, for I am holy. When He comes in, how can you not be holy? If He's truly
Amen.
In, how can you not praise Him? Tell me that. Don't holler and tell me, I'll have you know. You won't have me know nothing. You better be proving it to God. Don't prove it to me. Don't give me what you got. If you can't praise God, I don't want it. If you can't glorify God when you go to the sanctuary of God at church, you sure ain't doing it nowhere else. I don't want none of that. There's a lot of that kind of religion right now all over the world. Not just America, all over the world, there's people claim to know the Lord, claim to love the Lord, won't do one thing for Him, won't try to win another soul, don't want nobody to hear me pray. Now, remember, Brother Don spoke about this here a while back on here. He said when he was growing up and stuff, that you could walk down the road and you'd hear five or six people out in the woods just praying real loud and talking to God. Well, you can walk where you want to now, and you probably won't hear that. You can walk till your shoes wear out, and you probably won't hear one out in the woods praying to God, seeking His favor, wanting to glorify Him, praise Him, and just thanking Him. Glory to God. Lord, I know my crops ain't been good for 2 or 3 years. We've had a drought, and we've had this, and we've had that. But God, I thank You. I ain't went hungry. I'm not dead. I hadn't starved.
Man.
My kids just feel good. Glory to God. Uh-huh. We don't stop for all that. We just gripe about what didn't happen, what we don't have.
Uh-huh.
Friend, if we can't get back to glorifying God for what He does, what he's already
Amen.
Done, we're going to lose out. And Paul says we all run, but run that race to win it. Glory to God. Show God. Don't tell me. Don't tell your wife. Don't tell your family how much God you got. Show God how much you love him. Show the church how much he means to you. Get up and testify. You've made overcomers by the blood of the Lamb and the word of your testimony. But if you don't use it, how have you overcome anything? How have you overcome anything if you're afraid to praise God at church? How are you overcoming when you won't give a testimony? I ain't got nothing to testify about. And like I said, you don't know this God I'm talking about.
Come on.
You don't
Come
know
on.
The Lord Jesus as your Savior. And tonight, you know, I read that to you. Don't harden your heart tonight. And don't say, he's a know-it-all. Let me tell you something. I don't know anything. If I don't read the Word of God, I don't know nothing. But I know what God said on the matter. If we can't keep his commandments, how can you claim to love him? Because he said, if you love me, keep my commandments. Over and over
Amen.
He said that. And his commandment
yes.
is, let all that have breath praise ye the Lord. Glory to God. And he said, you're overcomers by the blood of the Lamb and the word of your testimony. If you can't praise God and you can't testify what God's done for you, you don't know God. And I'm not being
That's
mean.
Right.
And I don't want to throw nobody down. But glory to God. He expects stuff from us too. He expects us to live holy, to live clean, to live righteously, to be an example for our children, our grandchildren, the people around us, the people we meet in town, the people we see on vacations, wherever we're at.
Amen.
We are, the Bible said, we're ambassadors for Christ. How have you been representing
yes.
here lately? How have you been showing people
yes.
how good God is when your hand's glued to your side and you can't get it up to even lift your hand? Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And that words never come out of your mouth because they never entered your heart. That's because you don't know him. Don't let the devil deceive you and think because you come to an altar and ask him to forgive you that you got done once and for all right there. You're a baby. You're the milk of the word because we're not grown yet. And we got to get to praising God, opening up, giving back to God, showing him our love, our appreciation, our desire to know that the King of all kings lives in my heart. That's what all of us need to do. And we've only got one shot at this. Because I don't believe we're going to live no three or four times like some of them do, reincarnation. I believe you got one
Come
shot
on.
At this. If we don't get it
Amen.
Right, heaven will never come into your eyesight because you're
Amen.
Not going up. You're going down. And you know,
Amen.
It'd be just like being on board the Titanic and trying to come across the ocean. It's something. And most all of them die. Well, that's what it's going to be like in the last days. Them people crying out, well, I believe in God. I love the Lord. And they're going to be just like them that got in that freezing water. There wasn't no hope for them. But they didn't prepare. The ship wasn't prepared. Well, this ship of Jesus Christ is prepared. Glory to God. There ain't no storm going to sink it. There ain't no going to be no day so hard that we can't stay afloat. If we'll do what God said and give him praise and glory, get up and testify in a restaurant or in Walmart and tell people how good God is, how merciful he is. He forgave me. He'll forgive you. Don't harden your
heart. Amen.
Because we're right now, we're at a crossing point in time. And we're going to either be
right.
in or we're going to be out. And that's the way it's going to be. This world, I believe, is winding up. And winding up awful quick. And there's going to come a time when we ain't going to have time to cry out, Lord, forgive me. Because it said, when he comes, that angel going to step out on one foot on the land, one on the sea, and cry out. That time will be no longer. Well, your watch stops right then. The time you've got to say, forgive me, Lord, I'm really turning my heart over to you, it's too late. But tonight it's not. Tonight, if you'll listen. Tonight, if you'll believe. Tonight, if you'll understand. Somebody's crying out right now to you. And glory to God, it's not me, it's God. He's saying, look, you claim to love me. You claim to be saved. You claim to have my spirit. Glory to God. But you won't even lift your voice to praise me. Glory to God. In my sanctuary. You ain't going to do it nowhere else. But you can do it there and be saved. I don't know how much longer that's going to be left. But tonight, that's up to you. That's a choice each boy, girl, man, and woman's got to make tonight. Do I want to be one of the pretenders? Do I want to be a counterfeit to God? Somebody that's not of God, but I just claim to be, because it makes me feel better to think that God loves me so much and I love him, and you won't do one thing for God, though. You might deceive me. You might deceive the church. You might deceive your husband or wife or your mom and dad. But God is not mocked. He's never going to be deceived. He knows where your heart is, and that's what he said. And when glory to God, Samuel went to anoint David, king of Israel, and he looked at all the sons of Jesse. And he seen this one big, stout, mighty man. Eliab was his name, David's brother. And he looked on and said, surely this is the Lord's anointing. And God spoke to him and said, no, I've done throwed him back. The one that I'm calling up there, you'll see him. You looking on the outside like a man, but I look on the heart. God's looking on your heart right now. Wherever you are, he sees your heart. He knows if you're real. He knows if you've got what it takes to make it in the kingdom. But I got news for you.
Amen.
You do too. You're not deceiving yourself. You know if you've got him or not. You know if you love the Lord more than yourself, your family, this world, whatever's in it. You know if you've got God that way. You know if you've been blessed with the Holy Ghost or if you hadn't. You know that. But I got news for you. You knowing it, you ain't hidden nothing from God. You can put on the biggest airs there's ever been. You can go to church and get up and go, you talking about that? And claim to be prophesying to somebody. But God knows. There's a counterfeit to everything. But a lot of it ain't real. And when you feel the Spirit of God and he speaks to you, then you'll know what's real and what's not. Because it speaks breath to breath. You'll feel it. Somebody gets up there that's phony. I got news for you. You think you something, but praise God, you ain't nothing. Because he also gives us a thing called discernment. When God speaks, it ain't so quiet in there. Even the babies are hush crying when somebody's prophesying and God's doing it through them. But when they're doing the same old thing, every time they come to church and they go to the same old babbling, same old words come out, watch and see. That's not of God. If it was, it would just hush, get all over the church. People would be paying so much attention because that's what God does. And it needs to be the center of your attention right now, this night, this day. Don't harden your heart one more time. Don't say, I'm going to, after first of the year, I want to have my New Year's Eve party first. Won't you have a New Year's Eve party where everybody gets down and prays to the Lord, prays this year out and the new year in. Celebrate Jesus. Celebrate salvation. Celebrate being sanctified by his spirit. Celebrate being ready to meet the I am, the one true God. Hallelujah. Because he's coming back. He's coming back. And nothing you got is hid from him. He said, whatever you speak in secret in the closet, be shouted from the rooftop. Glory to God. We think everything's all right. Because I go to church. I pay tithes. I got news for you. Like I said before, the devil believes in God, and he trembles. He's scared. He threw him out of heaven, and he threw him out so hard and so fast. It says in the Bible, I beheld Satan fall from heaven as lightning. But he was so hot coming into the earth that he looked like he was on fire, looked like lightning in the sky. That's how bad he got thrown out of heaven. How much do you think you'll get thrown out? We'll get thrown out of the kingdom for a lot less than what Satan did. Not obeying is number one. Number two is not believing. If you believe in God tonight, you really believe, you really trust him, right now, wherever you're at, just say, Lord, look, I know I go to church, but I hadn't been praising you. And I must not have it the right way. God, I want salvation that shows on me. I want salvation that people can see. And they don't see me, they see you in me. Because without that, and I don't have it, I'm not going to make it. And God, I don't want to miss out on heaven. I want to know that I know that I know that my name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And I want to know that the blood of Jesus has washed me clean. And as long as I don't come out from under it, I'm going to be written down in that book. And I don't fear nothing or nobody. All they can do is kill me. But it said, fear the one that can kill you, then cast your soul into hell's fire. People, I love you. I wouldn't preach it, Lord. And I probably preach longer than I should. I must have got a little long-winded, but I got happy. Do you know Jesus?
Lord,
when you talk about glory to God, when you know glory, when you know Jesus, do you get happy? Do you get teary-eyed? Do you have so much joy that you just, if you could, you just want to just touch people and give it to them? If you don't have him that way, friend, from the depths of my heart, you don't have him. You don't have him. If you are interested in everybody else's soul coming in, that you don't just wish you could give them a taste of what you got that brings so much joy, so much peace, when you lay your head down at night, knowing that you're all right, if you don't wake up in the morning, if you got Jesus like that, if you don't, I'm going to tell you what's in the way. I'll tell you 100% of what's in the way is you. You're like the children of Israel. When they come out of Egypt, it's always something else that I need first. It's always something else that's in the way. It's always something else that keeps me so busy I can't read the Bible. It's always something else that I don't have time to pray like I should. That's why I'm not as close as I should. Throw the garbage away and get a hold of Jesus. And don't you
Amen.
Know, because when you truly get him, friend, nobody will tear him away from you. Because you will want him so much that you'll seek him before you'll seek food. Because you know he feeds both body and soul. That food can keep you alive for a while, but you'll be a dead man on the inside. I love you, but I want everybody next year to look at this world and say, you got no hold on me. You got nothing that I want more than I want more of Jesus. I want more of him.
Amen.
I want to be more like him. I want to have more of the power. I want more of the gifts working in me. I want more when I get down and pray that I can see things. He'll show me visions. He'll give me dreams. Glory to God. I'll be able to know what he's speaking to my heart. I'll be able to feel the word of God when it goes inside me. When the preacher preaches it and it condemns me, I know to get up and go to that altar and beg God to forgive me and to change me. If I've done something wrong, God, I don't want to keep it. I want to get rid of it so I can get more of you. When you get salvation
Amen.
Like that, friends, you're going to praise God and you're going to love doing it. But without him, misery is coming your way now. Misery will come your way forever after a while. So, Betty, I'm going to try to hush a minute. But I'm going to tell you something. There's a spirit of God, a drawing power. I tell you this. There's somebody out there going to listen to this. And they go, I feel it right now. Oh, they think there's something else. I'm going to tell you something. Brother, sister, whoever you are thinking this, I'm not nothing else. Jesus is all in all. Not me. I'm not nothing for you to look up to. I'm not nothing for you to say, man, that's a great man of God. They ain't no great men of God. There's a great God in men. That's where we're going wrong today. We talk about these great men, great leaders of the church, great people that's done this for God, great people, Billy Graham, this and over here, that. There's no great men. There's a great God that uses them to bring his word. It's his word. It's not mine. It's his will, not my will. And glory to God, it's his salvation that he gave to me. Nothing I did. So don't look to me. Look to the author and the finisher of our faith, the Lord Jesus
Amen.
Christ. And in him, you'll find everything that your heart's been longing for all the days of your life. Don't harden your heart. Break down this once and just say, I want to give Jesus my all. Because you can't get him with no less
Amen.
Anyway. He's not one of these that wants to bargain with you. He said, I want you all.
Right.
I don't want none. I love you, and I pray that God just continues to bless you. If y'all happen to see this, share it out. If y'all see it on where they put it on that our broadcast, share it out. These people need to see that we're going into a new year. Maybe our last year. Maybe my last year. Your last year. We don't know. But we know that the Lord's coming. This word, never one word of it's ever been proven untrue. The scholars, you know, the scientists and all that try to prove it wrong, they can't do it. So if they can't prove it wrong, the big geniuses of the world can't prove it wrong, don't you try either. Accept it, live it, love it, and show it. And I'm going to turn it back to you, Sister Betty. God bless everybody out there. I love y'all.
Praise the Lord. We're going to get Tim to come around and sing some more songs for us and just praise and worship the Lord with us tonight as we lift up the name of Jesus. And just pray for my sinuses and everything. I'm having a battle with it and it's making me dizzy and everything. So just pray for me tonight.
Bless you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh,
praise the Lord.
Okay,
thank you, Jesus.
I turned it off here. Bear with me a minute.
He had to turn it off because he's got a short.
Here we go now. When I look around and see the good things he does for me, I know I'm worthy of him all. When his blessings he freely gives, I know my life to him. I've got so much to thank him for. And I've got so much to thank him for, so much. He prays it for, well, you see, he's been so good to me. And when I think of what he's done and where, he has brought me from, I've got so much to thank him for. And sometimes, while on this way I kneel, I stop and say, thank you, Lord, for all you've done for me. And one day I'll reach out, sweet heaven, shore, oh, please. Just let me kneel once more, I've got so much to thank him for. And I've got so much to thank him for, so much to praise him for. When you see, he's been so good to me. And when I think of what he's done and where, he has taught me from my God's own to thank him for. And when I think of what he's done and where, he has taught me from my God's own to thank him for. Thank him for.
Hallelujah.
I'm so happy, for I know the Lord. I'm so happy, he bought the heart half of poor. Even in the valley, my soul will rejoice. I'm so happy, for I know the Lord. I'm so happy, for I know the Lord. I'm so happy, he what my heart has won for. Even in the valley, my soul will rejoice. I'm so happy, for I know the Lord. Smiling and quick, laughing and defeat. Worry maybe, but if I'm peacefully, I'll raise the difficulty, becomes nothing to me. When Jesus is on the scene, I have the victory. I'm so happy, for I know the Lord. I'm so happy, because my heart has flown for. Even in the valley, my soul will rejoice. I'm so happy, for I know the Lord. David and his, he prayed, he prayed. All of them, and they did the same. Cause nothing can conquer a child of the King. When the going gets tough, we lift him up and sing. I'm so happy, for I know the Lord. I'm so happy, because my heart has gone for. Even in the valley, my soul will rejoice. I'm so happy, for I know the Lord. I'm so happy, for I know the Lord. I'm so happy, because the heart has hoped for. Even in the valley, even in the valley, my soul will rejoice. I'm so happy, for I know the Lord. Even in the valley, my soul will rejoice. I'm so happy, don't know how I'm so happy. I'm so happy, for I know the Lord.
Yes, praise the Lord.
There's a holy sensation, stand and praise the Lord. Let all the congregation stand and praise the Lord. It's time for celebration, let the hallelujah roar. With your voice and hands be waking, stand and praise the Lord. I just can't come to church and sit on the stand and do my part. Now I recall how Calvary's blood is flowing in my heart. Every day I walk with Jesus, it's a miracle of faith. He's what a king, I'm promising he's worthy of our praise. There's a whole new expression to stand and praise the Lord. Then all the congregation stand and praise the Lord. It's time for celebration, let the hallelujah roar. When you're born in the waking, stand and praise the Lord. There's a written invitation in God's holy word to join the angels around the throne, where only praise is heard. What a privilege to offer, I'm going to praise. I can't sit down cause I have now my sweet amazing grace.
Then it rains tomorrow, and it's time for celebration. Let the hallelujah roll. When you both hear me, wave your hands and pray for it's for celebration. Let the hallelujah roll. When you both hear me, wave your hands and pray for it.
Doors are so.
I've been on the mountain. I've been in the valley. And I have lived in between. Oh, and he was right beside me. He was there to guide me, and now I lift my voice and sing. I will praise him in the daytime. I'll praise him in the bad. I will praise him when I'm happy. I'll praise him when I'm sad. I will praise you for I will praise his name forever. God has been so good to me. Now I don't have my time, but I'm sorry. Cause I know that he'll take care of me. You know, he's my daily bread. And he keeps me warm in bed. And now, I'll lift my voice and sing. And I will praise him in the good times. I'll praise him in the bad. I will praise him when I'm happy. I'll praise him when I'm sad. I will praise him for the blood that of Calvary. I'll praise his name forever. God has been so good to me. I will praise him in the good times. I'll praise him in the bad. I will praise him when I'm happy. I'll praise him when I'm sad. I will praise him for the blood that is shed at Calvary. I'll praise his name forever. God has been so good to me. I will praise him for the blood that is shed at Calvary. I'll praise his name forever. God has been so good to me.
Hallelujah. That's good.
Jesus.
Hey, man.
Praise God.
God is faithful. God is faithful. The gates of hell will not prevail. If you stand and do it, then you know you will. God is so faithful to me. Calling off the promise of all he said he would do. Trusting and believing that he would bring me through. When the devil rushed into God our pride, he became a pure stood by my side. God has been faithful to me. God is faithful. God
joy will. God is so faithful to me. So if he's all the power that seems to be to you, I know a man in Jesus, and there's nothing he can do. In the midnight, I ask Paul all the same. Whatever is broken, take it again, and God will be faithful to you. God is faithful. God is faithful. The gates of hell will not prevail. If he said he knew it, then he know he will. God is so faithful to me. God is faithful, yes he is. God is faithful. The gates of hell will not prevail. If he said he knew it, then he know he will.
Praise
the Lord, yes, he is. We all need a Savior, and there's only one. Sent down from heaven, Jesus Christ, God. He paid our sins, and won our freedom. We all need a Savior, of the Holy One. We've been wise, we've been deceived. We've been told to follow your heart, we want you all to be. But everyone in heaven, every woman is the same. All we say to you, we all need a Savior, and there's only one. Then down from heaven, Jesus Christ, our Son, he paid our sin debt and won our freedom. We all need a Savior, and it's the only one. You may feel like you have it all. Well, it's time to turn and you feel your back is against the wall. You're too busy for something that keeps eluding you. The answer is Jesus, who gives you life to you. We don't need a Savior, and there's only one. Then down from heaven, Jesus Christ, our Son. He said
I'm
sinning, and what I bring me up. We all need a Savior, and there's only one. Glory to your name. Thank you, Jesus.
Working for my good, working for my good. Life will come and place it seems full of more than anything. I was wondering where the road will be. And I looked into his word, and my suspicions were confirmed. He was
doing things I could not see. Just for me, God's working for my good on my behalf. God in every step, pausing out my path, planning on my day, putting me together, molding me to play, making something better. He was working for my good. You and I are in his hands. He's building from the master plan. Making it sure the pieces fit just right. Working from the inside out. And when he comes, there'll be no doubt. We won't be just what he had in mind. All the time, he was working for the good of others. God in every step, hiding on my path, planning on my dreams, putting to be together, molding me to play, making something better before I understand. He was working for my good.
Showing him praise, because when you look outside and you're on the earth,
Glory to God. He made it. This earth shows his glory. When you look at the moon at night, how pretty it is, and all the stars, they're showing the glory of God. And it tends to lead us to praise him for the beauty of it. When we're warmed by the sun, glory to God, that's to praise God and to remind us that sun is up there giving his glory. We're down here, and the kings and the people of the earth should give him glory also, because he is due. Hallelujah. He's magnificent, and his goodness and mercy, the Bible says, endureth forever and ever. Glory to God. He's worthy to be praised. He is to be lifted up. His name is to be cherished in our hearts. Glory to God. And we carry it through this world to show people, look up. Look up and see what God has done. Look around and see what he's made. Look at you. You are the people of his pasture. You're the sheep of his fold if you truly know him as your Lord and Savior and give him the praise that he so richly deserves. Glory to God. There ain't a man on this earth, president, king, or nothing, that needs to be praised. They are what they are. But God never changes. He's always the same. He's merciful and loving and kind and long-suffering toward us. Glory to God. That fail him each and every day. And we have to strive to get further and further and further into him and into his being. Glory to God. That to be less and less of us. That we could be more like him. Glory to God, honor and praising him and glorifying his magnificent name. Hallelujah. Ain't no other man nowhere for people that hadn't even been born yet would be willing to go to an old rugged Roman crucifixion cross. But Jesus did it for you. He did it for me. He did it for my children, grandchildren, my grandparents, great-grandparents, as far back as they go and as far forward as they go. He did it for us all. And glory to God. If the moon, the stars, the sun, the water, the ground, and all can praise God and give him glory, and we can too. The children of God can bring glory into the house of God and magnify his name. And we can do it in the workplace. We can do it wherever we go, because he is excellent. He alone is worthy to be praised. It's not men. It's not, glory to God, I'm talking about when my boy was young, he played football, and he was about all they had on the team. And everybody in the stands, and they'd be, oh, that's the best player. Oh, if it wasn't for him, I'd turn around. That's my boy. That's my son. See, I wanted to praise my boy. I was proud of it. But I want to praise God more than I ever wanted to praise my son. I wouldn't have had my son if he wasn't a gift from God. And people don't even realize what God's done for him, because they don't stop long enough to give him the praise and glory that he so richly deserves. Hallelujah, God. But you see, it's Amen. Not just people. It's not just people that shine the praise of God, but it's everything that he's ever made. Glory to God. The universe. They talk how vast it is and all that. And it was nothing to God. He just spoke it, and it was there. People, he can speak salvation into you tonight if you'll ask for it and seek it with your whole heart. He can speak peace into a troubled life. He can speak freedom from drugs and alcohol and all the things that bind you down so easily gets on you, where you can't stand, you can't keep a job, you can't keep a wife and family. Glory to God. God can free you from all that tonight. But we've got to start praising him and giving him the glory for it. Glory. I got lost children, but I never to praise God. I never forget to praise God for the souls of my children coming in. And you say, well, you just said they're still lost. And praise God, though. I've asked him, and what I had, he said he would do. He said, I'll give you the desires of your heart. Well, I desire my children to be born again, saved, sealed, and sanctified by the Spirit of God. And I wish that for everybody listening. Glory to God, because there's going to come a time when we are to be like the sun and shining out the brightness of God and shining, glory to God, as a noonday every day in our lives. We need to be shining for God, and glory to God. So many of them has put the bushel on. like it said in the Bible. You don't light a candle and put it under a bushel, but you put it on a candlestick where it can light the whole house. Glory to God. You may be the only one in your family that's truly serving God and loves Him, but you let your light shine. Glory to God. Light breaks through darkness every time. Little bitty light can run that darkness right out of the room. And we need to be the light. It's time we was the light. It was time we give God the glory that we're supposed to be doing all our lives. If we're serving God, serve God with everything. Give Him all you've got. Pour your heart out at the feet of Jesus and let Him be all in your life. Be your everything. Be your Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending. Glory to God, because it's going to be anyway. And so get ready. People, you can see a change come in you tonight. You can see a change in your family. You get to praying and seeking the Lord for them on their behalf. Fall on your face before the throne of God and cry out and seek Him out and ask the Savior's pardon on your children to draw them and pull them in. Because one of these days, if we don't, we'll be like some of these people that's praying for them and they're sitting in a prison. Are praying for them, and they've done went into the graveyard. People, we need to get down and get serious about praising God.
Amen.
And being a light for Him, being a magnet to the lost. I want to be a magnet to the lost, that when I speak, God speaks and uses me, and it would draw people to Him. I don't want the glory for it. I don't want nobody to know my name. Glory. I want them to know Jesus. I want them to magnify Him and lift Him up. Glory to God. He's being pushed down by our governments, by all these companies, Google and Facebook and all these others. They don't really want the name of Jesus out there anymore. Why? Because they know He's real and they're not. They're just a company, make-believe junk. That's all it is. People get on there and put any ugly thing they want. Praise God. Don't say nothing about Jesus, though, because they'll start blocking you. And that's what we come to. This ain't just in America, it's around the world. Praise God. But if the people of God rise up, rise up. Wake up. It's time to come out of sleep. And rise up right now in one voice and get to crying out and ringing the prayer bells of heaven and letting God know that we're tired of the devil stealing our children, of the devil stealing the homes and tearing them apart. It's time that we get really serious with God and cry out for the lost and the dying and the hurting and the sick and the dope addicts and the drunkards. Glory to God. Them homeless on the streets, that people just throwing them away. They're dying because of this winter and all that stuff. People, they need help too. We need to pray like we're supposed to for everybody and really have our heart in it. When we pray, we don't forget to pray for them, but we lift their names up to Jesus. If we don't know their name, we say, God, you know who they are. But I see them on the TV all the time laying in these streets. All of them on dope. All of them ain't got a place to stay. Cold weather, hot weather. They're out in them streets, God. Please help them. Lord, bring them up. Lift them up. And set them up, Lord, to be your children.
Amen.
Let them enter the kingdom of God where they can enjoy life for a change instead of being out on that street like that. But people don't do it. There's them old homeless make our city look so terrible. My gosh. Come off your high horse. And how about helping them get a place to stay? Help these some of these old factories and things that's been condemned, that they've shut them down. And go in there and help people rework them. Make homes, homeless shelters out of them. There's a lot of things we could do in America to help people. But it's only going to come through prayer and trusting God for it. Our government ain't got in their hearts. But God does. And it's time we look back. Just like I said, the author and the finisher of our faith, Jesus Christ, the Lord, is who we got to look to. He is our help. He's the one we got to cry out to. He's the one you got to do, just like I read. Everything is going to praise God one way or the other. Everything is.
Yeah.
And everybody that don't praise Him, they got a place made for them. And it wasn't for them. It was for the devil and the fallen angels. But they're going to find themselves in that same pit of fire with them forever if we don't get back to God. We need to be like, when I grew up, Me and Mother's talking about this today. All of my school teachers would tell you they love you. All of my school teachers would pray with you. All of my school teachers taught us something about the Bible all the time, every day. And we don't have that today, but we have school shootings. We have kids beating up the teachers. We have people going in there carrying drugs all the time in the schools. We got all that. Why? Because you put God out. And that's exactly what we're doing in our lives. We're putting everything else in, but we're putting God out. And it's time to throw the garbage where the garbage goes and get a hold of the glory of God. Let him shine forth out of us. Glory to God. If he's just going to use me, Lord, use me more. Lord, if you're going to use the whole world, all your people, to bring your glory, then, Lord, let their light shine. Because that's what we need more than anything. We've got to run this darkness out of our nation and out of our world. Hallelujah. To where people don't just hate people because their skin color is different or because they don't talk like you do or maybe they ain't got the money you got and you look down your nose at them. Well, praise God. Give them some of your money then. Everybody in their tracks, give them something you've got. Help them. Show them the love of God and the mercy of God. And things will change. And we can change it overnight if the whole church would wake up and just start going about God's business. Ask him, Lord, what's your will for me today? Because that's what I want to accomplish. I want to do God's will. Not mine, because my will, I'm lazy. I might lay up on the couch. But if God says go and do, I'm going to go and do. I told him I'd do it, and I don't care where he sends me. I just want to go. And if you can get that in your heart, what can we do with this group? It's waiting on us right now. If the sun, the moon, and the stars can bring God glory, how much more of us that can speak the word of God to people, show the love of God to them and us, and show them what God's done in us, he can do for you. Because I've been down on them streets. I've been out participating in them streets, and I got delivered. So God can deliver anybody, and he loves us all the same. He said, I'm no respecter of persons. So don't think you're too bad, too far gone, too low, because God loves you tonight. And he's going to love you forever. But he will tell the truth about us. And that's the thing we got to dread. I want the truth to be that man loved me. He's tried to serve me. Welcome in, my good and faithful servant. I want to hear that so bad. We got both of us got people up there waiting on us, Sister Betty. And it's up to us. But it's also up to us to try to help everybody else to make it too. Because if we just go for us, well, if we just go for us, that ain't nothing like Jesus. He come down and died for all of us. Praise God. I'm going to turn it back to you. I'm getting wound up like a banjo string again.
Praise the Lord. Thank you for coming on and obeying the Lord. And we just want to say out there to the people watching by Facebook, if you have any prayer requests, put them in. We'll be praying over them. And I'll be able to read just a few of them off here. And then God knows every one of them, and we'll pray over them. And you know, it's time for us to go off. So just remember Ann Hagen. She's got a bad cold. And she said that her joints have been attacked, and she's not doing real good right now with her joints. So just remember her. Remember her daughter, Melissa, that's needing a miracle from God. And also her son. Pray for him. He's in Kentucky, and his family, they need prayer tonight. Remember little baby Braylon. Mamie said that he's sick tonight, needs prayer to remember that baby. And there's so many sick right now with different things, so let's just pray for one another and lift each other up. And let's remember Sister Dora. She's down in Florida trying to get she's got pancreas cancer. We're believing God for a miracle. I know that if he can touch my dad and heal him. When I was a little girl, he healed him of stomach cancer, and I know that he's no respected person, so we're believing for a miracle for Dora. And there's so many other ones that need miracles and need salvation. And so we're just going to go to the Lord in prayer. And Brother Miles, lead it there. And we just got a few minutes left. And go ahead and pray over the needs. We've got 4 minutes here. Praise the Lord.
Father,
thank
God,
you, Jesus.
We come before your mighty throne tonight, God. Asking you as you would move on each one of these requests, Lord, to move on these little babies. So dreams big. But dear God, I got a God that's a delivering God. A God that's a healing God. You said by your stripes we are healed. Dear God, we claim the healing and the salvation of our souls. God, we claim it for ones that are lost and undone without you. But dear God, it's something that has been said that would touch their hearts and bring them in. Lord, hallelujah, God. The Lord, we ask for tonight to move on all these around this world. God, they're losing their lives, some of them. God, are so sick, they're near death. But God, I know a miracle-working God. I know a Jesus Christ that said, ask what you will in my name, and I will do it. So God, we don't have no doubts, and we don't fear like everybody else. Because, God, we got hope no matter what
every
the situation. The lady in Florida got that cancer, God. We got a God that we know can heal it. We got a God that we know can set her free from that cancer. And God, we ask you to move on. As you move on, Brother Billy and Bonnie, touch her eyes, Brother Billy, with that sugar he's got in his hand, God. Move on him and his family. Lord, move on, Sister Betty. Lord, I know she's got bad sinus, different things wrong with her. But God, I'm asking you to touch her, Lord. Help her take that sinus and clear them out, God. Help her to breathe, not to have them headaches. And you're God, ask you to move on, Lord. It goes about your business. The blood sometimes begins to frown and down and hoarse. But dear God, I'm asking you to give him extra strength for these last days of coming, God, when we're going to have to be preaching under the anointing of God and the dislike of the government because we might return to be Christians. But God, we've got to make a stand, and I choose to stand for Jesus. And I pray that so many tonight hear this word and will turn their hearts to God and ask you to forgive them, dear Lord. Because God, we may be running out of time, and they may not have a brother. But God, we just pray that none would enter into the devil's kingdom out of Lake of Fire tonight, but that all would come to repentance and be saved. And God, we ask you tonight for all the churches, God, to bless them and to lead them into holiness and righteousness. For your name's sake, God, let us be the light of God that shines in this dark world, that people can see there is a path. There's a path to salvation. There's a path to getting off drugs and a path to getting off alcohol and all the nasty things in this world. And his name is Jesus. He's the deliverer of our soul. He's the one who can break the chains and the yokes of Satan that's got so many bound down. Lord, I ask you to loose them arms of the ones that can't raise them up and praise you. Loose them tongues of the ones that can't give you praise. And Lord, let their hearts be set on fire with the Spirit of the living God. That we can be a children of the living God. The ones that not just claiming it, but the ones that showing it to the world. And Lord, we just glorify your name. We thank you for this service tonight, God, and pray that it goes out and accomplishes seeing people saved, seeing people healed. And we give you the glory and the honor for it all in the precious name of Jesus. And we glorify your name in all that we do.
We pray, God, you touch and meet the needs in the mighty name of Jesus.
Lord, there's so many that need you. As you move on, Deidre, help them, Lord, that our son is lying dead, Lord. Help work a way for them, Father God. Work that miracle. And work a work in them. We ask it in the name of Jesus. Glory to God.
Thank you. Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you. Thank
praise
you.
God. Praise God. Well, we just
thank
got a few seconds left. And I just want to thank everybody for coming on and listening and worshiping the Lord with us. And just next Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. USA Eastern Standard Time, and we'll come on and praise the Lord again. So until then, we say God bless and Happy New Year to everyone, and we hope that and pray that your year will be a blessed year.
See you next time.
God bless.
Amen.
Good night. Love y'all.
God bless everybody. I hope the Holy Spirit jumps on New Year's the Spirit of God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. God bless you.
Love y'all.